So, I told you the story of how Amelia saved three teddy bears whose boat was stuck in an ocean which was coming through the blue door, and they said they were refugees from Teddy Bearia. And I said I would tell you the part two of that story. So, Amelia didn't wait till bedtime because she was so curious to find out more about where those three teddy bears had come from that could talk and play when they were in the room in the ocean. But as soon as they came to her bedroom, they couldn't move a muscle because they just turned back to toys. So they became alive again through the magic wardrobe. So she was curious. She didn't wait till bedtime. She sat in the back of the wardrobe and said, "Okay, I would like an adventure now, please." Nothing happened. She said, "Excuse me, my friend, the magic wardrobe. Can I have an adventure, please? I want to find out what happened to those three teddy bears I rescued when they were in Teddy Bearia." And at that moment, she felt the wardrobe start to vibrate. And magically, the back of the wardrobe opened up, and there was a tunnel. She climbed into the tunnel. She went into the room with the 10 doors. And the fifth door along had yellow light coming out of it. Golden yellow light. And so she opened the door. And the golden yellow light was because wherever she looked, there were teddy bears. Not toy teddy bears, but yes, toy teddy bears that were alive. And they were playing and laughing and joking and skipping. And she looked back and the golden door had disappeared. She had magically transported into, she asked one of the teddy bears, "Where are we?" The teddy bear said, "You are in the land of Teddy Bearia. We are hopping and skipping and playing." And then she joined in some of the hopping and the skipping and the playing and the jumping and the playing hide and seek. And so many lovely games she joined in with the teddy bears. Because the teddy bears in Teddy Bearia liked to keep all children as children. And so they played all the games children loved to play. Peep behind the curtain, running, chasing, playing it, you name it, all the teddy bears were playing. And they were living in a land with lovely trees and lovely houses. And she walked down a road with teddy bears everywhere on the street, dancing, playing, and mummy teddy bears and daddy teddy bears coming to the doors of the houses to open the doors to let their children teddy bears in. And everybody was smiling, and everybody smiled and waved at Amelia. Amelia was so happy to be in Teddy Bearia. It had an energy of eternal childishness about it. Everybody was just having such fun. And then something changed. As everybody was playing and jumping and skipping and having a lovely time, the skies stopped being sunny and started to go dark. Suddenly, all the teddy bears stopped playing and made a dash for their houses and ran indoors. And Amelia said, "What's going on? What's going on?" And they said, "Grown up Teddy is coming, and grown up Teddy doesn't want us children teddies to have fun, or even mummy and daddy teddy bears. Grown up Teddy wants us to be serious. And whenever the sky goes dark, we have to stop playing and going inside. So goodbye." And suddenly all the teddy bears were inside. And there wasn't a sound from anywhere except some very, very loud footsteps in the distance. Boom. 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 Amelia said, "Help someone." And one of the doors opened up and the teddy bears grabbed Amelia and dragged her inside. And then everybody was really nervous and nobody was smiling anymore because what was coming was getting louder and louder. Boom. 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 And suddenly the booming stopped. And Amelia looked outside the window and there was an enormous teddy bear's foot. And she just opened the door slightly, had a look, and there was a 100-foot-high grown-up teddy bear. And this teddy bear wasn't laughing or smiling or wanting to play with anyone. This teddy bear was really serious. And Amelia said, "Excuse me," calling up to grown-up teddy bear. Grown-up teddy bear looked down and said, "Yes, little girl." She said, "Who are you and what do you want?" The grown-up teddy said, "My name is Bernard, the grown-up teddy. And I'm not going to put up with any playing around from all these little teddy bears and their teddy bear mummies and daddies. No, I'm here. And when I'm in town, everybody's going to be serious." And he stormed off. Boom, 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 down the street. And as he walked down the street, the dark clouds and sky followed him along. And Amelia looked down the street, even when the footsteps had gone. Nobody was coming out of their houses. They were really, really nervous. Really, really scared. And nobody was moving. Nobody was playing. Nobody was laughing. Nobody was smiling. This was not a good situation. Now, Amelia is a very brave girl. She wasn't going to take this. She ran down the street, followed Bernard, the big grown-up teddy bear, and said, "Excuse me, Bernard," in the loudest voice she could. He couldn't hear her because he was walking along. So she jumped up, caught his foot, and climbed up the furry leg, and climbed up, climbed up, climbed up, climbed up, 100 feet tall, until she came and sat on Bernard's shoulder. She said, "Excuse me, Bernard." Bernard stopped walking and looked at her and said, "Yes." She said, "I'm from planet Earth, and where I come from, children play and have fun and enjoy their life with their teddy bears." Bernard said, "I don't care what's life like where you come from. Where I am, nobody's going to enjoy themselves. As far as I'm concerned, everybody's going to stay indoors and never smile again." Amelia said, "But Bernard, why do you want everybody to stay indoors and not smile?" And Bernard said, "Well, I've always been a grown-up teddy bear. I never had a childhood. I never smiled. I never played. Why should anybody else?" And Amelia said, "Just put me down, sit down and have a chat with me." So Bernard put her down, sat on the middle of a big lawn and said, "What do you want to talk about?" Amelia said, "I'm sorry you haven't had a childhood, but you don't know what you're missing. You don't have to be serious all the time." Bernard said, "Yes, I do need to be serious all the time, because that's what I am. I'm a serious grown-up teddy bear." Amelia said, "Can I just suggest one little thing?" Bernard said, Well, you are the bravest little girl I've ever heard of, I must say, to come and talk to me just like this, to walk up me like this, to talk in my ear like this, to make me sit down and talk to you. Okay, I'll have a listen to what you want to say. Amelia said, look, why don't you just try playing a game? Panda said, no, I'm not playing any games. Look at all these little teddy bears. Don't you think I would have played a game with them if I wanted to? Amelia said, but I'm not a teddy bear. I'm a little girl. Why don't you just try something for once? What have you got to lose? Bernard thought about it and said, okay, just to prove you wrong, I'm going to do what you suggest. What do you suggest? Amelia said, why don't you just try dancing with me? Bernard said, dance? I don't dance. I've never danced. I'm a grown-up teddy bear. I don't dance. Amelia said, let me teach you. So she grabbed him by the hand. She had to lean up a long way to catch him, and he had to lean down a long way to catch her. And she taught him one step forward, one step back, one step to the side, one step to the other side. Turn around, turn back. Walk back, walk forward, go in a circle. Amelia said, just hold on a second. Amelia happened to have a little iPod in her pocket.
What's an iPod?
It's where you can store music. She put it on and she said, now let's try those steps again. And Bernard did the step. One step forward, one step back. One step to the side, the other step to the other side. Turn around again, go round in a circle. He said, well, this isn't fun. I'm not smiling. I told you it wouldn't work. Amelia said, now just wait. Try it with me doing it at the same time. So she did it in a little circle. He did it in a big circle. And within 10 minutes, a miracle started to happen. Bernard started to smile. And when he saw Amelia looking at him smiling, he quickly stopped. She said, I saw you smile. You did smile. I saw you. Bernard said, well, maybe just a little bit. Amelia said, just keep dancing with me. See what happens. So he did what he was told, which is amazing because no one had ever told Bernard what to do before. And he was dancing around, left to right, back and forward, round in a circle, round in a big circle. And 10 minutes later, he started to smile some more. Amelia said, you see, you're smiling some more. He said, I suppose I might be. Amelia said, right, now you've just done this with me. Let me show you what happens when you have all the teddy bears doing exactly the same thing. And before Bernard could say no, she called out to every little teddy bear in the whole town and said, come quickly, something you've never seen before. And all the teddy bears came and sat quietly, too scared to do anything. Amelia said, just do what I'm doing. And they all were too nervous. They said, we can't do that. She said, just do it. Don't think about it. So they all started to copy her dancing. One step forward, one step back. One to the left, one to the right. Turn in a circle, then go in a bigger circle. And she said, now do this around Bernard. So hundreds of little teddy bears got in a circle around Bernard. She put on her music and said, right, all do it together. So everybody put the left foot and then the right foot and then forward, then back, then turned in a circle. Then everybody went in a big circle. Suddenly, everybody started to smile and laugh. And she said, right, quickly, teddies, now start playing hide and seek. And so they started playing hide and seek in between Bernard's legs. Bernard looked at all this fun going on. he couldn't help himself. He started to smile, and he was smiling more and smiling more and smiling more. And then the impossible happened. Bernard, the grown-up teddy bear, started to laugh. Nobody had ever heard Bernard laugh, not even Bernard. And before another half an hour had finished, he was busy dancing and playing with all of the little teddy bears. And then when they'd all finished, Bernard was just laughing and smiling and lying on the ground, and all the little teddy bears were tickling him and just playing with them and having such fun with him. And he said, "Amelia, I have to thank you. I had no idea how much fun playing and dancing could be. Thank you, Amelia." And at this point, the dark skies parted and the sunshine started to come out and all the clouds disappeared. And Amelia went back to the door and all the teddy bears were ready for her to go and said, "Thank you, Amelia. You've saved Teddy Bearia, not just for us, but for our new friend, Bernard, the grown-up giant teddy bear." And she said, "It was my pleasure." And she went back just in time for her own bedtime. And that, my darling, is the story of how Amelia saved Teddy Bearia.